The actor and playwright Emlyn Williams died on the 25th of September in his 82nd year. In his memory, we're now repeating the production of his famous psychological thriller Night Must Fall, broadcast in 1985 to mark the occasion of his 80th birthday, which fell on the 26th of November. Howell Bennett stars as Danny, the role which Emlyn Williams created for himself in the original production. Brenda Bruce is Mrs. Bramson, and Caroline Mortimer is Olivia. The play takes place in a bungalow in Essex surrounded by woods. The period is 1935, the date in which the play was first produced. Night Must Fall.
"Thank God," inwardly breathed Miss Corny. "Forgive me," she said. "I want to see Archibald," whispered Lady Isabel.
"You don't see many books like East Lynne about nowadays, do you, Mr. Lorry?"
No, you don't, Mrs. Branson.
"I want to see Archibald," whispered Lady Isabel. "I have prayed Joyce to bring him to me, and she will not."
"Olivia?"
"Yes, Auntie?"
"You're not skipping, are you?"
"Am I?"
"Well, you've missed out about Lady Isabel taking up her cross and the weight of it killing her. I may be a fool, but I do know East Lynne."
"Well, perhaps the two pages stuck together."
"Very convenient when you want your walk, eh?" "Yes, I am a fool, I suppose, as well as an invalid in a wheelchair."
"But I thought she was so much better."
"I thought this morning I'd never be able to face the day."
"Last night when you opened the port."
"I've had a relapse since then, Mr. Lorry. My heart's going like anything. Give me a chocolate."
"Yeah?"
"I want a soft centre. This one. Here. Violet cream. What's the matter with your face, Olivia?"
I really don't know, Auntie.
It's as long as my arm."
"I'm afraid it's made like that."
"Oh, come now.
What's the matter with you? Aren't you happy here?"
"It's a bit lonely, but I get used to it."
"Lonely? All these lovely woods. What are you talking about? Don't you like nature?"
"Yes, of course I do. It's just
that..." "Well, you mustn't think, just because this bungalow is lonely, that you're going to get a rise in salary." "Oh, no. I expect you've an idea that I'm worth a good bit of money, haven't you? It isn't my money you're after, is it?"
"I'm sorry, but my sense of humour can't stand the strain. I'll have to go."
"Can you afford to go?"
"You know I can't."
"Well, then don't talk such nonsense. Clear the breakfast things."
"Very well, Mrs. Bramson."
"Sense of humour, indeed.
Mrs.
Never
Bramson,
heard of such a thing.
Will you clear away?"
"You wait, my girl. Pride comes before fall. Don't catch a husband with your nose in the air, you know."
"I don't want a husband."
"What?"
"Don't like men, I suppose. Never heard of them, I suppose. Don't believe you, see?"
"I see.
You're a dark horse, you are, Olivia."
"Would you be wanting anything?"
"Yes, clear away, Mrs. Terence."
"That's Dora's job. Where's Dora?"
"She's gone into the clearing in the forest for some firewood."
"Well, you can't expect the girl to gather firewood with one hand and clear the breakfast with the other. Clear away."
"All right, you sour-faced old hag."
What was that she said, Olivia?"
"She heard. And then she has to save her face and pretend she hasn't. She knows nobody but me'd stay with her a day if I went."
"She oughtn't to talk to me like that. I know she steals my sugar."
"That's a living lie."
"Would you like me to read some more, Auntie?"
"No. I'm upset for the day now. That woman's a menace. I'm a good mind to bring an action against her. She ought to be put away." "Mrs. Terence! Mrs. Terence!"
"That's the fifth action she's threatened to bring this week."
"She's a good one to talk about putting away. Crikey, she'll be found murdered one of these days."
"You've only had 2 weeks of her. I've had six."
"Fed up."
"Such a very inadequate expression, don't you think?"
"How bright the sun is today. I often wonder, on a very fine morning, what it'll be like the night to come. And I never can. And yet it's got to."
"I say, this place has got you down, hasn't it?"
"Yes, it has, I'm afraid."
"I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to stand it myself, coming over to Forest Corner every day for another week."
"There's nothing to prevent you staying at home every day for another week, is there?"
"Oh, yes, there is. What do you think I invite myself to lunch every day for? You don't think it's the old geezer, do you?"
"No."
"Don't want to sound rude, etc., but women don't get men proposing to them every day, you know."
"I can't think why you want to marry me, as a matter of fact. It isn't the same as if I were very pretty or something.
You do say some jolly rum things, Olivia, upon my soul.
I'll tell you why, then. If it makes you feel any better. You're cautious, and you want to marry me because I'm quiet. I'd make you a steady wife and run a home for you.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of in being steady. I'm steady myself.
I know you are, Hubert.
Then why aren't you keen?
Because you're an unmitigated bore.
A bore? Me a bore? Upon my word, Olivia, I think you're a bit eccentric. I do, really. I suppose you'd be more likely to say yes if I were an unmitigated bounder.
Oh, don't be silly.
You're a rum girl, Olivia. Upon my soul, you are. Perhaps that's why I think you're so jolly attractive. Like a mouse one minute and then this straight-from-the-shoulder business.
Oh, please.
You are bored, aren't you?
Oh, I'm being silly, I know. Of course I ought to get married, and of course this is a wonderful chance.
Good egg, then you will.
Give me another week or two, will you, Hubert?
Oh, my holiday's up on the 27th.
I know I'm being tiresome, but I really can't...
Oh, she's coming back. I'm going into the sunroom.
Fix that girl here. This minute, Mrs. Terrence.
Oh, leave Dora alone. She's out gathering firewood anyway.
Leave her alone, the little sneak thief. Go to the front door and call her.
All right.
What's Dora done now, Auntie?
Broken three of my best cups, that's all. Dora! Thought if she planted them in the rose bed,
Dora!
I wouldn't be well enough to see them, I suppose. Well, I have seen.
What is it?
You're wanted.
What for?
She wants to kiss you good morning. What do you think?
Oh.
She's coming.
Did you want me, Mum?
I suppose you think that china you broke was cheap stuff.
Oh, come along, Dora. It's not as bad as all that.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, you can leave, that's all. She can leave.
Oh, Mum, I'm not myself, you see. I'm in terrible trouble.
Have you been stealing?
Oh, no.
Are you going to have a baby? I see.
The idea of me stealing. I do go to Sunday school anyway.
So, that's the game. Wouldn't think butter would melt in her mouth. You'll have to go, of course. Well, I can't have that sort of thing in this house. Oh, stop squeaking. You'll bring my heart on again. It's all this modern life. I've always said so, all these films and rubbish.
My dear auntie, you can't have a baby by just sitting in the kitchen.
Go away, Olivia.
He's a page boy at the Tall Boys.
The Tall Boys? Do you mean that newfangled place, all awnings and loudspeakers and things?
That's right, on the bypass.
Well, just the nice, right sort of place for mischief, it's always looked to me. All those lanterns. What's his character, a good-for-nothing scoundrel?
Oh, he's nice, really. He done the wrong thing by me, but it's all right, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Where does he come from?
He's sort of Welsh, I think. He's been to sea, too. He's funny, of course. Ever so open. Baby face, they call him. Though I never seem to get hold of what he's thinking, somehow.
I'll get hold of what he's thinking, all right. I've had my knife into that sort ever since I was a girl.
Oh, Mum, if I got him to let you speak to him... Do you think I could stay on?
If he marries you at once?
Shall I? Oh, as a matter of fact, Mum, he's gone on a message on his bicycle to Paley Hill this morning. And he said he might pop in to see me on the way back.
That's right. Nothing like visitors to brighten your mornings, eh? I'll deal with him.
Oh, Mum.
And I'll stop the china out of your wages.
Oh.
Tell Mrs. Terrence I want her.
Yes, Mum.
Olivia?
Yes, Auntie.
You've forgotten again. Medicine's overdue. Most important. You know where it is. In that cupboard.
I'll get it.
What is it now?
Did you know Dora's having a baby?
She did mention it in conversation.
Playing with fire, that's the game nowadays.
With fiddlesticks. We're only young ones. That hot summer, too. Well, she's been a fool, but she's no criminal. Oh, and talking of criminals, there's a policeman at the kitchen door.
A what?
A policeman.
What does he want?
Better ask him. I know my conscience is clear. I don't know about other people.
But I've never had a policeman coming to see me before.
Here's your medicine, Auntie.
There's a man at the back from the police. He said something about the Toll Boys. Oh, he hasn't come about me, has he?
Oh, of course he hasn't.
He may have.
I know.
Frighten the girl. She's simple enough.
Well, it's against the law what she's done, isn't it? Go back to the kitchen till he sends for you, Dora.
Yes, Mum.
He says he wants to see you very particular. Oh, here he is.
Mrs. Branson, I'm sorry to break in on you like this. My card.
I suppose you're going to tell me that you're from Scotland, yeah? Oh. Criminal Investigation Department.
A purely informal visit, I assure you.
I don't like having people in my house that I don't know.
I'm afraid the law sometimes makes it necessary.
You can go, Mrs. Terence.
I don't want to go. I might have to be arrested for stealing sugar.
Sugar? Well, as a matter of fact, you might be useful. Any of you may be useful.
Is it about my maid having an illegitimate child?
I beg your pardon. Oh, no. That sort of thing's hardly in my line, thank God. Lonely spot, this. Long way for you to walk every day, isn't it, Mrs. Terence?
I don't walk, I cycle.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I just thought if she walked, she might use some of the forest path and have seen something.
Something of what?
Something?
I'll tell you. I was... Other people in the house.
Mr. Lorry! Did you ask him to play the piano, Olivia?
No, Auntie.
Hello, house on fire or something?
Very nearly. This is Mr.
Belsize.
Of Scotland Yard.
Oh, it isn't about my car, is it?
No.
Ah, how do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Lorry is a friend of my niece here. Keeps calling.
Been calling long?
Every day for 2 weeks, just before lunch.
Perhaps
I'd better introduce myself. I'm Olivia Grain. I work for Mrs. Branson.
Oh, I see. Thanks. Well, now, I wonder if any of you have seen anything in the least out of the ordinary around here lately. Anybody called? Anybody strange wandering about in the woods? Overheard anything?
The only visitor's been the doctor and the district nurse.
They never say gay.
Miss Grain's always moping round the woods. Perhaps she can tell you something.
I haven't seen anything, I'm afraid. Oh, I saw some men beating the undergrowth.
Oh, yes, I'm coming to that. But no tramps, for instance.
No, I don't think so.
Always carry a stick, my motto. I'd like to see a tramp try anything on with me.
Sweet. What's all the fuss about? Has there been a robbery or something?
There's a lady missing.
Where from?
The tall boys.
That tall boys again?
A Mrs. Chalfont.
Chalfont? Oh, yes. Died platinum blonde. Widow of a colonel, so she says. Living alone, so she says. Always wearing them foldy, boldy open work stockings. Fond of a drop, too, that's her.
Why, but do you know her?
Never set eyes on her, but you know how people talk. Partial to that there, too, I'm told.
What's that there?
Ask no questions and I'll tell no lies.
Well, anyway, Mrs. Chalfont left the tall boys last Friday afternoon without a hat. Went for a walk through the woods in this direction and has never been seen since.
I expect she was so drunk she fell flat and never came to.
We've had the woods pretty well thrashed. Those will be the men you saw, Miss Grain.
She may have had a brainstorm, you know, and taken a train somewhere. That's not uncommon among people of her sort. And if what we gather from our friend here is true, and she's both a dipsomaniac and a nymphomaniac...
Look at the walking dictionary.
We found her bag in her room, and maniacs can't get far without cash. However dipso or nympho they may be. She was a very flashy type of... She is a flashy type, I should say. At least I hope, I should say.
What do you mean? Why do you hope?
Well...
You don't mean she may be... She mayn't be alive.
It's possible.
You'll be saying she's been murdered next.
Well, that's been known.
Huh?
Well, I'd be very grateful if you'd all keep your eyes and ears open, just in case. Well, Mrs. Branson, I must apologise again for intruding and say good morning.
Lot of stuff and nonsense. Good day.
Well, if anything funny happens, nip along to Shepperley Police Station. A pity you're not on the phone. Good morning. Good morning.
This way.
Good morning.
Missing woman, indeed. That Mrs. Chalfont's more likely than not at this very moment sitting in some saloon bar. Or the films, I shouldn't wonder. Pass me my wool, will you, Olivia?
Here you are, Auntie. Was it about me?
Of course it wasn't, Dora.
Oh, please, Mum.
Easier.
Who?
My gentleman friend, Mum, from the Toll Boys.
I'm ready for him. The sooner he's made to realise what his duty is, the better. I'll give him baby face.
Thank you, Mum.
What gentleman? What duty?
The maid's going to have a baby, Hubert.
Is she, by Jove? Well, don't look at me like that, Mrs. Bramson. I've only been in the country 2 weeks. Is he from the Tallboys?
A page boy or something of the sort.
Here he is, Mum.
Morning, all.
So, your baby face.
That's me. Silly name, isn't it? I must apologise to all and sundry for this fancy dress, but it's my working togs. I've been on duty this morning and my hands isn't very clean. See, I didn't know it was going to be a party.
Party?
Well, it's ladies, isn't it?
Are you shy with ladies?
Oh, yes.
You smoke, I see.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I always forget my manners with a cigarette when I'm in company. I throw it in the fire. I always been clumsy in people's houses. I am sorry.
You know my maid, Dora Parker, I believe.
Well, we have met, yes. Hey, Dora?
Go away, Dora.
Yes, Mum.
You walked out with her last August bank holiday?
Yes. Oh, excuse me, smiling, but it sounds funny when you put it like that, doesn't it?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I am.
How did it happen?
Well, we went... Did you have a nice bank holiday?
Answer my question.
Were you in love with the wench?
Oh, yes.
When did you first meet her?
Bank holiday morning.
Picked her up, I suppose.
Oh, no, I didn't pick her up. I asked her for a match, and then I took her for a bit of a walk to take her mind off her work.
You seem to have succeeded.
I've thought about it a good bit since, I can tell you. Though it's a bit awkward talking about it in front of strangers. Though you all look very nice people, but it is a bit awkward.
Yeah, I should jolly well think it is awkward for a chap. Though, of course, never having been in the same jam myself.
I haven't finished with him yet, Mr. Lorry.
In that case, I'm going for my stroll.
You work at the Tallboys, don't you?
Yes, miss. 24 hours a day, miss.
Then perhaps you can tell us something about the female who's been murdered. Well, can you tell us? You know there was a Mrs. Chalk once staying at the Tallboys who went off one day?
Yes.
And nobody's seen her since?
I know.
What's she like?
But I thought the lady said... Or somebody said something about a murder.
Oh, we don't know, of course, but there might have been, mightn't there?
Yes, there might have been, yes.
Ever seen her?
Oh, yes, I used to take cigarettes and drinks for her.
What's she like?
What's she like? She's on the tall side. Thin ankles with one of them bracelets on one of them. Fair hair.
Well, stop staring at my niece, go on.
Thin eyebrows with white marks where they was pulled out. To be in fashion, you know. Her mouth, a bit thin as well, with red stuff painted round it to make it look more. You can rub it off, I suppose. Her neck, rather thick, laughs a bit loud and then it stops. She's very lively. Well, you can't say I don't keep my eyes skinned, can you?
I should say you do. A living portrait, if ever there was one, huh?
Weren't you going for a walk, Mr. Lorry?
So I was, by Jove. Well, I'll charge off. Bye-bye.
You're very observant.
Well, the ladies, you know.
If he weren't so observant, that Dora mightn't be in the flummox she is in now.
That's true, ma'am.
You don't sound very repentant.
Well, what's done's done's my motto, isn't it?
I'm going into the sunroom, Auntie.
Oh, she's a nice bit of ice for next summer, isn't she?
Oh, you're a proper one to talk about next summer. When Dora there will be uphill and down there with a perambulator. Now, look here, young man. Immorality.
The butcher wants paying, and he says there's men ferreting at the bottom of the garden looking for that Mrs. Chalfont, and do you know about it?
Well, they won't ferret long. Not among my pampas grass. Olivia! Oh, that girl's never there. Come out of my garden! Do you hear? Come out!
Won't let me pay the butcher, so I won't know where she keeps her purse. But I do know, so put that in your pipe and smoke it.
They say down at the Tallboys she got enough inside of her purse, too.
Well, nobody's seen it open. If you ever peep inside, young fella, you'll go down in history. That's what you'll do. Oh, God, something's boiling over in the kitchen.
Did Mrs. Bramson call me, do you know?
I'm sorry. I don't know your name.
Oh.
Not much doing round here for a girl, is there? It's not a very entertaining quarter of the world for a young lady, is it?
I'm not a snob. But in case you ever call here again, I'd like to point out that though I'm employed by my aunt, I'm not quite in Dora's position.
Oh, I hope not. Though I'll be putting it all right for Dora, I'm going to marry her.
I don't believe you.
You don't like me, do you?
No.
Well, everybody else does.
Your eyes are set quite wide apart. Your hands are quite good. I don't really know what's wrong with you.
You know, I've been looking at you, too. You're lonely, aren't you? Hmm? I could see.
I'm sorry, it's a waste of time doing your stuff with me. I'm not the type. Are you playing up to Mrs. Bramson?
Playing up?
It crossed my mind for a minute. You stand a pretty poor chance there, you know.
What do you bet me?
They say that they've got permits to look for that silly woman. Whoever they are, I'd like to know. If there's anything I hate, it's these men who think they've got authority.
I don't think they're quite as bad as men who think they've got charm.
What did she mean by that?
Well, it's no good her thinking she's got any, is it?
Now, young man, what about Dora?
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're quite comfortable like that? Don't you think, Mrs. Bramson, your chair ought to be facing a wee bit more this side, towards the sun, Maury?
Facing the sunroom? Ah, very well.
Like this. That's better. You're looking pale, you know. Another thing, Mrs. Bramson, you don't mind me saying it, do you? But you ought to have a rug, you know. This October weather's very treacherous.
Pale? Did you say pale?
The minute I saw you just now, I said to myself, now there's a lady that's got a lot to contend with.
Oh, well, I have. Nobody knows it better than me.
Oh, no, I'm sure. Oh, it must be terrible to watch everybody else striding up and down, enjoying everything, and to see everybody tasting the fruit. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to say that.
But it's true as you are my witness, and nobody else. Now, look here.
Excuse
about that
me
here.
A minute. Let me look at your throat. Would you mind saying something?
What do you want me to say?
Yes.
Yes. What?
There's a funny twitching in your neck when you talk. Oh, very slight, of course. Nerves, I expect. But I hope your doctor knows all about it. Do you mind if I ask what your ailments are?
Hadn't you better sit down?
Thank you.
Well, I have the most terrible palpitations.
Palpitations? Phew. But the way you get about in that chair.
Oh?
It's a pretty bad thing to have, you know. I mean, do you know that 9 women out of 10 in your position be just sitting down, giving way?
Would they?
Yes, they would. I do know. As a matter of fact, I've known people with palpitations. Somebody very close to me. They're dead now.
Oh.
My mother, as a matter of fact. I can just remember her.
Oh?
She died when I was 6. I know that because my dad died 2 years before that.
Oh.
As a matter of fact...
Yes?
No, it's a daft thing.
Well, come along now. Out with it.
It's only fancy, I suppose, but... You remind me a bit of her.
Of your mother?
Yes.
Oh.
Have you got a son?
I haven't anybody at all.
Oh. But I don't like to talk too much about my mother. It makes me feel sort of sad. She had the same eyes, very wide apart as you. And the same very good hands.
Oh? And the same palpitations?
And the same palpitations. You don't mind me talking about your health, do you?
No.
Well, do you know you ought to get used to letting other people do things for you?
Yes.
You ought to be very careful.
You're a funny boy to be a page boy.
Do you think so?
Well, now I come to talk to you, you seem so much better class. I mean, you know so much about the world.
Oh, I've knocked about a good bit, you know. I never had any advantages, but I always tried to do the right thing.
I think you deserve better. Talking of the right thing, what about Dora?
Oh, I know I'm to blame. I'm not much of a chap, but I'd put things straight like a shot if I had any money. But you see, I work at the Tall Boys, get 30 bob a week with tips. But listen to me bothering you with my worries and rubbish the state you're in. Well...
No, I can stand it. I've taken a liking to you.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mrs. Bramson.
It's the way you talked about your mother. That's what it was.
Was it?
Shall I pack these books, Auntie?
I'll post them for you, miss.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm passing Shepley Post Office on the bike before post time tomorrow morning, with pleasure.
Have you got to go back?
No. Well, no, not really. I finished my duty, now I've done that errand, and this is my off day.
Stay to lunch.
Well, I don't like to impose myself.
In the kitchen, of course.
Oh, I know.
There's plenty of food. Stay to lunch.
Well, I don't know. All right, as long as you let me help you a bit this morning. Now, do you want some string for this parcel? Where's it kept?
That woman knows, in the kitchen somewhere.
Through you?
That's right. That boy has got understanding, Olivia.
Enough to marry Dora?
You ought to learn to be a little less bitter, my dear. Never hook a man if you don't. With him and that Dora, I'm not so sure it wasn't six of one and half a dozen of the other. I know human nature, and mark my words, that boy's going to do big things.
They've got it in the papers.
I've bought three from the paper boy. He says they're selling like nine pins.
Oh, where is it?
Oh, I expect it's nothing after all.
Here it is. Disappeared mysteriously, woods around the village being searched. And then her description. Tall, blonde.
Blonde? I should think she is.
A keeper in the Shepley Woods was closely questioned late last night, but he has heard nothing beyond a woman's voice in the woods on the afternoon in question, and a man's voice, probably with her, singing Mighty Lack a Rose. Inquiries are being pursued.
Mighty Lack a Rose? What rubbish.
Oh, yes. It's the headline in this paper. Don't know what to call you, but you're mighty like a rose. Those men are done rummaging in the garden anyway.
Well, I must go this minute and have a look at my pampas grass. If they've damaged it, I'll bring an action.
Yeah, fancy Shepley being in print.
Wheel me out and don't talk so much.
I could talk me head off and not talk as much as some people I've mentioned.
Excuse me. I found some string. It's a bit tangled, so I'll have to unravel it.
Very well.
You don't mind me staying and having a bit of lunch? In the kitchen, do you?
It's not for me to say. As I told you before, I'm really a servant here.
You're not a very ordinary servant, though, are you?
No.
Neither am I. I'm a pretty little fella. Everybody knows. Don't know what to call me, but I'm mighty like a rose.
Huh? Could you turn that off? Please.
Their home addresses and their caresses lingers in my memory of those beautiful dames. That's me.
Oh. It won't come out. I'm sick of patience.
Look, Auntie, that card.
I saw that. Now leave me alone, Olivia. Don't interfere.
May I?
Oh, yes, dear, of course.
No, that's a spade.
No such thing. It's a club. It's got a wiggle on it.
They both got wiggles on them. No, this is a club.
Oh, yes, dear, so it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my cigarette worrying you?
Oh, no, dear.
Oh, Mum.
What is it, Dora?
The men's in the wood again.
What men?
The men looking for that Mrs. Chalfont.
You don't mean to tell me that they're still at it, but they've been pottering about since... When was that day that Mr. Dan left the poor boys?
Mr. Dan. Mr. Dan first come to work for you, Mum, a week last Monday.
Well, I think it's a disgrace.
I found something.
You found something?
What?
This. A belt?
It's mine. I missed it last week.
Oh, yes, I thought I recognized it. What nonsense.
Oh, I'm never so disappointed with her.
You'll be joining Scotland Yard next.
Now, time for your medicine.
Oh, Danny.
Have you heard?
What?
Dora's found a belt.
Oh, it was Olivia's.
I say, what a shame.
Oh, all this sensation.
Open your mouth, son.
It's horrid.
Good for you, though, the way you are.
Oh, yes, dear.
And now it's time for your walk. Listen to me talking about your walk when you'll be in a chair all the time. That's funny, isn't it? Come on. I got your shawl and your rug in the hall.
Have you got my pills?
I got them in my pocket.
And my chocolate.
I got them in my pocket, too. Now, here's your hat. You better put it on yourself.
Yes, yes.
And here's your shawl.
This isn't a shawl, it's a cape.
Well, I don't know, do I? And I carry your rug on my shoulder. Right, see you later. Be good. Down this way today.
What do you think of him, Hubert?
Him? Granny's white-headed boy, you mean? Oh, he's all right. Bit slow in the uptake, of course. I wish he'd occasionally take that fag end out of his mouth.
He does, for her.
That's true. That's why he's made such a hit with her. Funny, I haven't been able to manage it in 2 weeks, too. It's uncanny.
Uncanny? I think it's clever.
You don't think he's a wrong one, do you?
What do we know about him?
Well, his Christian name.
And that's all.
He looks pretty honest.
Looks? It's rather frightening to think what a face can hide. I sometimes catch sight of one looking at me. Careful lips. And blank eyes. And then I find I'm staring at myself in the glass. And I realize how successfully I'm hiding the thoughts I know so well. And then I know we're all strangers. What's behind his eyes? You're quite right. It is morbid.
Do you think he's a thief or something? By Jove, I left my links on the washstand before lunch.
He's acting. Every minute of the time, I know he is. What's going on in his mind? What's he thinking of? He is thinking of something all the time. What is it?
Oh, anybody seen my lady's pills? It's a matter of life and death. I thought I had them.
Oh, yes. They're in the top drawer of the desk. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Daddy?
She feeling off colour again?
Off colour? She's never been on it. But a year ago on, you'd think the only thing left is artificial respiration and chocolate.
Daddy?
Yes, I'm coming.
No, really. You have to laugh.
But what you've just seen, that's exactly what I mean. It's acting. He's not being himself for a minute. It's all put on for our benefit. Don't you see?
Do you know, I think you're in love with him.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I was only joking.
He's common and insolent, and I dislike him intensely.
What'll you have for tea? Scones or crumpets? Can't make both.
What do you think of Dan, Mrs. Terence?
Dan? Oh, he's all right. Bit of a mystery. Terrible liar, of course, but then a lot of us are. Told me he used to hunt towns and have his own pack. That's before he went up in the world and went as a page boy, I suppose.
You see? He wouldn't try that on with us, but he couldn't resist it with her.
I wonder how soon before the old girl gets his number. Oh, fair play. We're talking about the chap as if he were the most terrible.
Why? What's he done?
Exactly.
I don't know, but I feel so strongly. Is Dora there? Dora?
Oh, she won't know anything. She's as half-witted as she's lazy, and that's saying a lot. She'd cut her nose off to stop the dustbin smelling sooner than empty it, she would.
Did somebody say Dora?
Has Dan said any more about marrying you?
No. She hasn't brought it up again either.
Does he talk to you at all?
Oh, only how do you do and beg your pardon. I've never really spent any time in his company, you see. Except, of course, one week.
Yeah, quite. What's your idea of him?
Oh, he's all right. Takes his thumb where he finds it and leaves it. Cracks himself up, you know. Pretends he don't care a tuppenny, but always got his eye on what you're thinking of him, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. That incredible vanity. They always have it. Always.
Who?
Murderers.
Oh, miss.
Good God.
Do you mean this woman they're looking for?
I'm sure of it.
But he's such an ordinary boy.
Well, that's just it. And then he's suddenly so extraordinary. I felt it ever since I heard him sing that song I told you.
Well, that Mighty Like a Rose thing, you mean? Well, I'm pretty well known one.
No, it's more than that. I've kept on saying to myself, no, no, murder's a thing we read about in the papers. It isn't real life. It can't touch us. But it can. And it's here. All around us. In the forest, in this house.
Oh, my God.
We're living with it.
Bring his luggage in here, will you, Mrs. Terence?
His luggage? Oh, all right. Come on, give me a hand, Dora.
This is a bit thick, you know, spying.
We may never have a house to ourselves again. Look out of the window to see if they're coming back.
This is all.
Right, the big suitcase first.
Look, we can't do this.
Dirty shirt.
That's all right.
A clean pair of socks. Packet of razor blades.
You shouldn't be doing this. I feel as if I were at school again.
Oh, singlet.
Half ticket to Sheffield Palais de Danse.
Oh, it's a proper aunt.
Oh, here's a pocketbook. With a letter. That Mrs. Terence.
This is going a bit too far. You can't do this to a chap. Don't open it.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. Your wife will do it to you hundreds of times. Ooh, scent. Dear baby face my own. Signed Lil.
What awful writing.
Next time you strike Newcastle, okay by me, baby.
Just another servant girl. Oh, sorry, Dora.
It's all right. What about the pocketbook?
Give it to me. A bus ticket to Thorburton, some snaps. Oh, here's a group. Look, Hubert.
This wench is rather fetching.
Look at her. The impudence. Have been taken in a bathing suit.
He's not in this one, is he?
Oh, I say. There she is.
Who?
The missing female, Mrs. Chalfont, in front of a tall man. You remember? Photograph of her in the papers.
Oh, it's awful to think she may be dead. Awful.
Looks ever so sexy, doesn't she?
Oh, here's one of the little boy.
How extraordinary.
What?
It's himself. Dan.
Little even collar. Oh, dear. Ever so sweet, isn't it?
Oh, that's what I call a real innocent face.
Well, that's that.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there another case?
Oh, this hat box.
Old-fashioned, isn't it?
Think he got it from a box room at the Tall Boys.
But it looks extraordinary.
What is it?
I don't know. Suppose there's something inside it.
Oh, she wants to sit in the sun now and have a bit of East Lynn.
Oh, talk about changing her, mate. Could I have it back, please? It's the only one I got. My pocketbook, please.
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Libya, you deal with this. It's beyond me.
Did you see the picture of me when I was a little fella, Mr. Lorry?
Yes, very jolly.
Did you, Mrs. Terence? It was in the inside of my wallet.
How? Was it?
Yes, where I should be keeping my money. Only any bit of money I have, I always keep on me. Safer, don't you think, Mr. Lorry?
Yes.
Yes, I only keep 1 10-bob note in this wallet for emergencies. Well, that's funny. It's gone. I expect I dropped it somewhere. What did you think of the letter?
Letter?
You got it in your hand.
Well, I didn't...
Means well, there's Lil, but we had a row. May I have it? Thank you. You see, she would spy on me. And if there's anything I hate, it's spying. Don't you agree?
Yes.
I'd sooner have anything than a spy. Bar a murderer, of course.
What? What did you say?
Bar a murderer, of course.
Talking of murder, do you know anything about Mrs. Chalfont's whereabouts at the moment?
Mrs. who?
You can't pretend you've never heard of her.
Oh, Mrs. Chalfont's whereabouts. I thought she said Mrs. Chalfont's where. Silly, swear, I couldn't think.
Well,
I've nothing to go on, but, I think she's been murdered.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Who by?
Well, they say she had several chaps on a string, and there was one fellow, a London chap, a bachelor, very citified with a fair must...
What are you looking at me for?
Well, you wasn't round these parts the day she bunked, was you?
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Daddy?
What in God's name are you getting at?
You sure you didn't do it, sir?
I'm going out for a breath of air.
Scrain? You don't still think...
I won't say any more. I know how silly it sounds.
Oh, the way you worked us all up. Doesn't it all go to show?
Right, Mrs. Terence, would you mind please giving me a hand with the tidying up?
Oh, okay.
I'll take the big case, and you bring the hat.
Yes, right.
Looks as if we're going on our holidays, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Right. You put that one by there, and it's all right. And this one will go over here. That's done.
Did you do it?
You wouldn't be bad looking without them glasses.
It doesn't interest me very much what I look like.
Don't you believe it.
You're very conceited, aren't you?
Yes.
And you are acting all the time, aren't you?
Acting? Acting what? Look at the way I can look you in the eyes. I'll stare you out.
I have a theory. It's the criminals who can look you in the eyes, and the honest people who blush and look away.
Oh?
It's a very blank look, though, isn't it?
Is it?
You are acting, aren't you?
Yes.
And what are you like when you stop acting?
I don't know. It's a long time since I stopped.
But when you're alone...
Then I act more than I ever do.
Why?
I don't know. Because I like it. Now, what do you say if I ask you a question or two for a change? Just for a change... Why can't you take a bit of interest in some other body but me?
I'm not interested in you. And you don't talk. That's bound to make people wonder.
I can talk a lot sometimes. A drop of drink makes a power of difference to me. You'd be surprised.
I wonder if I would.
Oh, I know you would.
I think I can diagnose you all right.
Carry on.
You haven't any feelings at all. But you live in a world of your own. A world of your own imagination.
I don't understand so very well, not being so very literary.
You follow me perfectly well.
Do I? Do you still think there's been a bit of dirty work?
Oh, I don't know what to think now. I suppose not.
Disappointed?
What on earth do you mean?
Disappointed.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I am.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Because nothing much has ever happened to me, and it's a dull day, and it's the depths of the country. I don't know.
Danny! Danny! There's Indian in the rubbish pit!
Well?
There's something sticking out!
What?
An ant! Somebody's ant! Oh, Miss Gray! Somebody's ant!
It's a civilian for a change.
I say, Olivia, this is all getting pretty terrible, isn't it?
Yes, terrible, Hubert, terrible. Terrible. There's one word for it. It's terrible. 48 hours since they found her. They'll never get him now.
Terrible.
They're still looking for the head. Mangled she was. Mangled. I heard her head must have been off at one stroke. One stroke!
Really?
She wasn't interfered with, though.
How they all love it, Olivia. How's the old lady bearing up in the invalid chair, eh?
She's bursting out of it with health. And loving it more than anybody. My latest job is a press cutting book. There was a picture of her in the newspaper yesterday. She bought 26 copies.
She'll get to believe she did it herself in the end. Is she in?
She's gone over to Brakerley to interview a local paper.
The lad pushing the go-kart. Dan's the devoted son, all right, isn't he?
I don't talk to him much.
A nice fella. Thought a lot about that prying into his things. Pretty bad show, you know. Wonder if they'll ever nab him.
What do you mean?
The fellow who did it. Wonder what he's doing now.
I wonder.
Damn clever job, you know. Quietly. That was a rum touch, finding that broken lipstick in the rubbish heap. You know, the fact that they still have no idea where this woman's head is...
Don't!
Sorry.
It is a bit of a strain.
Then why don't you leave?
I couldn't afford it.
But you could if you married me. Now, look here, you said you'd tell me today, so here I am, popping the question again. There's nothing much to add, except to go over the old ground again... Say that I'm not what you call a terribly brainy chap, but I am straight.
Yes, I know.
Well?
I'm sorry, Hubert. I can't.
You can't? She told me a couple of weeks ago that we might make a go of it, or worse to that effect.
I've thought it over since then, and I'm afraid I can't.
What's changed you?
Nothing's changed me, Hubert. I just thought the matter over, that's all.
Is it another man?
Oh, don't be silly. What man could I possibly meet cooped up here?
Sorry. Can't be helped. Sorry.
So am I.
Here we are. Nice out, Tinny.
I feel dead.
Home again.
I feel dead.
Don't you be a silly old woman. You look as pretty as a picture. Strawberries and cream in your face and not a day over 40. And when I've made you a nice cup of tea, you'll be 25 in the sun and 18 with your back to the light, so you'll think yourself lucky.
Huh? Oh, Danny, you are a terror. He's been at me like this all the way. I must say it keeps me alive.
But you feel dead, I get you.
Oh. You are a caution. You'll be the death of me.
Now, what would you like a drop of in your tea? Gin, whiskey, liqueur, brandy, or a nice dollop of sailor's rum,
Just listen to him. Now, don't make me laugh, dear, because it's always my heart.
You've lost your heart, you know you have, to the little fella that pushes your pram. You know you have.
Pram! It's wicked to laugh with this thing all round us.
Oh, I forgot. Do you remember, Mr. Lorry, me pulling your leg about you having done it? Funniest thing out there? Talk about love.
Oh, Danny.
Yes, well, I think I'd better get the tea before I get into hot water.
Mrs. Terence is getting the tea.
She don't make tea like me. I'm an old sailor, Miss Grain. Don't you forget that.
I'm not interested, I'm afraid.
Look here, Olivia. You're downright rude to that boy, and if there's one thing that never gets a woman anywhere, it's rudeness. What have you got against Dan?
Surely he's got more to say for himself today than when I met him before.
Oh, he's been in rare spirits all day.
Well, judging by the whiff of breath I got just now, I dare say he is.
Meaning whiskey?
Yes.
I've never heard you make a joke before, Hubert.
Didn't realise it was one till I said it. Sorry.
It's not a joke. It's a libel. The boy's a teetotaler.
There you are. Fresh as a daisy.
Oh.
Now, three lumps, as per usual. Oh, and some of the cakes you like.
Oh, thank you, dear. Ah, let me smell your breath. Clean as a whistle, smells of peppermint.
Yes, there was some in the kitchen.
Ah.
So you won't stay to tea, Mr.
No, thank you. I think I'll get off before it's dark. Goodbye, Mrs. Bramson. Goodbye, Mr.
Dan, just Dan.
Goodbye, Olivia.
Goodbye, Hubert. I'm sorry.
Can't be helped. It'll get dark early today, I think. Funny how the evenings draw in this time of year. Good night.
Whiskey, indeed. Impertinence.
Whiskey?
Never you mind, dear. Any more of those terrible people called? Reporters? Police?
There's been a definite falling off in attendance today. Sunday, I expect.
Oh, hush. Don't talk like that, dear.
Sorry, Mum.
And don't call me Mum.
Well, if I can't call you Mrs. Bramson, what can I call you?
If you were very good, I might let you call me Mother.
Okay, Mother.
Oh, you are in a mood today. I want you to be read to now.
Your servant, Mother of mine. What do you have? The Channings? The Redcourt Farm?
I'm tired of them.
Well... Oh, what about the Bible? There's one on the desk.
The Bible?
It's Sunday, you know. I was brought up to it.
So was I. East Lynne's nice, though.
Not as nice as the Bible.
All right, dear. Makes a nice change. Not that I don't often dip into it.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Now, where will I read?
At random's nice, don't you think, dear?
At random, yes.
The Old Testament.
At random in the Old Testament's a bit risky, don't you think?
The paper boy's at the door again and says you're in the news again.
Oh, that horrible boy again, when the one thing I want to do is to blot the whole thing out of my mind.
How many copies do you want?
Get three.
Andy says there's a placard in Shepperley with your name on it.
What does it say?
Mrs. Bramson talks.
Oh, well, go at once into Shepperley and order some copies. At once.
Can't be done.
Can't be done? What do you mean, can't be done? It's a scandal. What are you paid for?
I'm not paid and haven't been for 2 weeks. And I'm not coming tomorrow unless I am. So put that in your copybook and blot it.
Isn't paid? Is she mad? Why don't you pay her, Olivia?
Because you don't give me the money to do it with.
Wheel me over to that cupboard.
Dan,
Perhaps you'd go into the kitchen and get the paper from Mrs. Terence.
Of course I will, madam. Anything you say. Anything you say.
If you give me the keys, Auntie, I'll get it for you.
No fear. Won't go into Shepperley, indeed. Never heard such impertinence. Right, lift the cash box out and give it to me.
Here you are.
The way these servants carry on. What are you staring at?
Isn't that rather a lot of money to keep in the house?
Put not your trust in banks, is my motto, and always will be.
But that's hundreds of pounds.
Well, do you wonder that I wouldn't let you have the key? Here's £2.
Has anybody else asked you for the key?
Put it back. I won't let a soul touch it. Not a soul. Not even Danny.
Has he asked you for it?
Well, he did offer to fetch some money yesterday for the dairy, but I wouldn't give him the key. Oh, no.
Why?
Well, do I want to see him waylaid and attacked and my key stolen? Oh, no. I told him. That key stays on me.
Did he know how much money there is in that cupboard?
I told him. Do you wonder that I stick to the key, I said? Well, what is the matter with you, all these questions?
Oh, it's no use.
Hey, he says they're selling like hotcakes. There you are. I found a place for you. All page. Shall I read it to you?
Oh, yes, dear, do.
The murderer committed the crime in the forest most. In the forest, most likely stripping beforehand and cleansing himself afterwards in the forest lake.
Oh.
He buried the body shallow in the open pit, cunningly chancing it being filled, which it was next day, the 11th. That was the day before I come here.
So it was.
The body was nude. Attempts had been made to eradicate fingerprints with a knife. The head was severed by a skilled person, possibly a butcher. The murderer...
What's the matter?
Can you hear something?
Oh, I was scared.
I forgot it was Sunday. They're going to church in the villages. All got up in their Sunday best with prayer books and the organ playing and the windows shining. Shining on holy things, because holy things isn't afraid of the daylight.
Danny, what on earth?
But all the time, the daylight's moving over the floor. And by the end of the sermon, the air in the church is turning grey. And people isn't able to think of holy things so much no more. Because they know that though it's still daylight, and everything's ordinary and quiet, today will be the same as all the other days, and come to an end. And it'll be night. I forgot it was Sunday.
Good gracious. What's come over you, Danny?
Oh, I speechify like anything when I'm roused. I used to go to Sunday school, see? And the thoughts sort of come into my head, like as if I was reading off a book.
Oh, dear, dear. You should have been a preacher, you should. I want to lie down now, I'm tired.
Anything you say, mother of mine. Will you have your medicine in your room as well?
Yes, dear. Olivia, you never got a new bottle yesterday.
Oh, I got it today, while you were with the chap. I popped in at the chemist.
Oh, thank you, dear. The one by the mortuary. Right, that's
right.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
You don't miss much, do you?
No.
I've been drinking, and I feel fine.
Are you sure you were ever a sailor? Are you sure you weren't a butcher?
Do you hear me just now? She's right, you know. I should have been a preacher. I remember when I was a kid, sitting in Sunday school, catching my mother's eye where she was sitting by the pulpit with a sea behind her. And she pointed to the pulpit and then to me, as if to say, that's the place for you. I never forgot that.
I don't believe a word of it.
Neither do I, but it sounds wonderful. I never saw my mam, and I never had a dad, and the first thing I remember is Cardiff Docks. And you're the first woman I ever told that, so you can compliment yourself. Or the drink. I think it's the drink.
You do live in your imagination, don't you?
Yes.
It's the only way to bear with the awful things you have to do.
What awful things?
Well, I have not as much to drink as all that, huh?
You haven't a very high opinion of women, have you?
No. Women don't have to be drunk to talk. You don't talk much, though. Fair play. You're a dark horse, you are. You know, this isn't a life for you. What is there to it? Tell me that.
What is there to it?
Yes.
Getting up at 7, mending my stockings, or washing them, having breakfast with a vixenish old woman and spending the rest of the day with her, in a dreary house in the middle of a wood, and going to bed at 11. I'm plain, I haven't got any money, I'm shy, and I haven't got any friends.
Don't you like the old lady?
I could kill her. Oh.
Oh, no, you couldn't. Not many people have it in them to kill people. Oh, no.
And what was that in your life at the Tallboys?
My life? Well, the day don't start so good with a lot of stuck-up boots to clean and a lot of silly high-heels all along the passage and a lot of spoons that's been in the mouths of gaping fools that looks through me as if I was a dirty window and been cleaned for years. Orders, orders, orders. Go here, do this, don't do that, you idiot. Open the door for me, get a move on. I was never meant to take orders, never. Down in a tea place, there's an old white beard wiggling. Waiter, my tea stone cold. I'm not a waiter. I'm a millionaire, and everybody's under me. And just when I think I got a bit of peace, there's somebody locking the bedroom door. Won't let me get out, won't fork out with no more money, won't put no clothes on. Lies on the floor and screams, so nothing keeps that mouth shut, only... It's raining out of the window. And the leaves is off the trees. Oh, Lord. I wish I could hear a bit of music. And I do. Inside of myself. And I have a drop of drink. And everything's fine. And when it's night...
Go on.
Aha! I'm too fly for you. You'd like to know, wouldn't you, huh? Huh? Why would you like to know? Why do you lie awake all night?
Don't. I'm frightened of you.
Why?
How do you know I lie awake all night? Shall I tell you why? Because you're awake yourself. You can't sleep. And there's one thing that keeps you awake, isn't there? One thing you've pushed into the back of your mind and you can't do anything.
The other day... That had to make me smile. It's the only thing that keeps me awake, mind you. The only thing. But I don't know what to do. You see, nothing worries me. Nothing in the world. Only I don't like a pair of eyes staring at me with no look in them. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Don't. Please don't.
You. But it's the only thing. I live by myself, inside, and all the rest of you can go to hang. After I made use of you, though, nothing's got to stop me. I feel fine. All right. Anybody's there? I'll deal with them. I'll manage myself, all right? You watch me. Huh?
Hello, Dan. How's things? Not so bad. Afternoon, Miss Grain.
How do you do? Excuse me, please.
Bearing up, eh, Dan?
Yes, sir, bearing up, you know.
Oh, we haven't scared you all out of the house yet, I see.
No chance.
All these blood curdlers, eh?
I should say so.
No more news for me, I suppose?
No chance.
Ah, too bad. Mind if I sit down?
Well, this sofa's the nearest you get a comfort in this house, sir.
No, thanks. This chair will do.
Would you like to see Mrs. Bramson, sir?
Oh, plenty of time. How's she bearing up?
Well, it's been a bit of a shock for her, them finding the remains of the lady at the bottom of her garden.
The remains of the lady? I wish you wouldn't talk like that. I've seen them.
Well, you see, I haven't.
You know, I don't mind telling you, Dan. They reckon the fellow that did this job was a bloodstained, clever chap.
You don't say.
He was blackmailing Mrs. Chalfont, you know.
Was he?
Whoever he was.
She had a lot of fellas on a string, though, didn't she?
Well, that's true.
Though this one seems to have made a bit more stir than any of the others, didn't he?
Yes, regular film star. Made his name.
If you can make your name without nobody knowing what it is, of course.
Yes, of course. But I don't reckon he's been as bright as all that.
Oh, you don't?
No. They'll have him in no time.
Oh. Well, Mrs. Bramson will be that relieved, and the old country besides.
Look here, Dan. Any self-respecting murderer would have taken care to mutilate the body to such a degree that nobody could recognize it. And here we come and identify it first go. Call that clever. What do you think?
Well, sir, I'm a bit of a slow thinker, I am. But though it might be clever to leave the lady
unidentified.
Thank you, sir. Well, though it might be clever to leave the lady unidentified and not be caught, hasn't he been more clever to leave her identified and still not be caught?
Why didn't you sleep in your bed on the night of the 10th?
What do you say?
Why didn't you sleep in your bed on the night of the murder?
I did.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. Oh, except for about half hour, that's right. Uh-huh. I couldn't sleep for toffee. I went up the fire escape. I remember thinking about it next day when a woman was missing and trying to remember if I could think of anything funny.
What time was that?
Oh, about... Oh, you know how you wake up in the night and you don't know what time it is?
Mm.
I could never sleep when I was at sea neither, sir.
Mm. Are you feeling hot?
No.
Your shirt's wet through.
I've been sawing some wood.
Why didn't you tell us you were having an affair with the deceased woman?
Affair? What's that?
Come along, old chap. I'll use a straighter word if it'll help you. But you're stalling. Mrs. Chalfont was seen by two of the maids talking to you in the shrubbery. Well?
Oh, sir, it's been on my conscience ever since.
So you did have an affair with her?
Oh, no, sir, not that. No, I avoided her ever after that day she stopped me, sir. You see, sir, the lady staying where I was working, for all I knew, married, and all the other fellas she'd been after, and the brazen way she went on to me. You're only human, aren't you, sir? And when they asked me about her, I got frightened to tell about her stopping me. But now you know about it, sir. It's a weight off my mind you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, it was the disgust, like, of nearly getting mixed up with her that was keeping me awake at night.
I see. You're a bit of a milksop, aren't you?
Am I, sir?
Yes. Well, that'll be all for today. I'll let you off this once.
Oh, I'm that relieved, sir.
Oh, just one thing, if you don't mind. I'll have a quick look through your luggage. Matter of form.
Oh, yes.
Where do you hang out?
Through the kitchen. Yes, sir. First door facing.
First door facing?
You can't miss it.
I'll find it.
It's open, I think. You can't miss it.
This hat box is locked. Have you got a key?
It isn't mine.
Not yours?
No.
Oh. Whose is it then?
I don't know. It isn't mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that, my inspector. What are you doing with my hat box?
Yours?
It's got all my letters in it.
But it was in the...
Dan's room used to be the box room.
Oh, I see.
And I'll keep it in my wardrobe. It'll be safer there. I'll take it away with me now.
I'm very sorry, miss. I'm afraid I've offended her, Dan.
Oh, she'll be all right, sir.
Well, young fellow, I'll be off. You might tell the old lady I popped in and hope she's better.
Yes, thank you, sir. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Why didn't somebody wake me? Have I missed something?
That Inspector Belsize told.
Well, then why didn't somebody wake me? Danny, what did he want?
Just a friendly call.
You seem very far away, dear. You're as white as a sheet. What's the matter with you? Dan.
Bit of headache, that's all.
Well, it doesn't make you deaf, dear, does it?
Now. Turn in against the apple of your eye. Can't have that going on.
See who it is, Mrs. Terence.
Oh, if it's the police again.
Oh, it's only the paraffin boy. And you bring that stuff on a Saturday night another time, young man, all right?
Out, Dan! Can't you see this is paraffin?
You went through my side like a knife.
If people knew what to do with their money, they'd put electric light in their homes instead of endangering people's lives.
Oh, I'm freezing. Get them my shawl off my bed, will you, dear? My shawl, dear?
Oh, I am sorry, Mum. In the land of Nod, I was. Let me see, what was it your highness was after? A saw? No sooner said than done. You watch me. One, two, three.
Silly boy. Okay. Where are you off to, miss? Why the suitcase?
I've had a telegram. A friend of mine in London's very ill.
Where's the telegram?
I threw it away.
You haven't had any telegram, Olivia.
No, I haven't.
What's the matter with you?
I can't stay in this house tonight.
Why not?
Please listen to me. I've never known before what it was to be terrified. But when I saw today beginning to end, and tonight getting nearer and nearer, I felt my fingertips getting cold. The day's over. The forest's all around us. Anything may happen. You shouldn't stay in this house tonight. That's all.
It's very silly of you trying to scare an old woman with a weak heart. What have you to be frightened of?
There's been a murder, you know.
Nobody's going to murder you. Besides, we've got Danny to look after us. He's as strong as an ox. And no silly nerves about him. What is it you're afraid of?
Shy,
aren't you? Where are you staying tonight?
In Langbury, with Hubert Lorry and his sister.
How are you going to get there?
Walking
through the forest. Not too frightened for that, I see.
I'd rather spend tonight in the forest than in this house.
That sounds convincing, I must say. Well, you can go. But when you come back, I'm not so sure I shall answer the door. Think that over in the morning.
For morning? Goodbye, Auntie. I can't stay.
What was that at the door?
My niece, gone for the night, if you please.
Gone for the night?
Would you believe it? Says she's frightened. Well, come along with the shawl, dear. I'm freezing.
Oh, I don't know what's up with me. Here you are. There.
Danny, do you think Olivia's a thief?
I shouldn't be surprised.
What?
Her eyes wasn't very wide apart.
Oh, goodness me, my jukebox. What a fool I was to let her go. My earrings. The double-faced man.
What's up with her?
I think she's been robbed.
Oh, is that all? That's the fourth time this month she's thought that. One of these days something will happen to her. Will I be pleased? Oh, baby.
Well, I must be on my way rejoicing. Come in, Dora.
Yes, I'm ready. I couldn't walk a step in those trees all by myself.
Oh, I'd have come with you with pleasure, only I'm going in the other direction, paleo way.
Oh, you going out?
Yes, I still feel a bit funny.
Oh, you have a nice walk while you get the chance. You wait on her too much. Oh, when it's dark.
Good night here, good night there. Anybody think it was the night before Judgment Day? What's the... Talking to myself. I wish people wouldn't walk out of rooms and leave me high and dry. I don't like it. What's that? Again. Oh, God. Danny! Danny! It's an owl.
Oh, Lord. I've got the jitters. I've got the jitters. Daddy! Daddy! He's gone. They're all gone. They've left me. Oh, Lord. Help a poor woman. They left me. Danny! Where are you? Danny! Yeah, I'm going to be murdered. Oh, I'm going to be murdered. Danny! 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 Ooh. Lord, help me. Help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Forgive us our trespasses, Danny.
Oh. That's all right. It's only Danny.
Thank God. I'll never forgive you. Never. Oh, my heart.
Now, you have a drop of breath. Go on. Do you good. I am sorry, I am. Really, you see, they wanted me to see him to the main path past the rubbish heap, see, in case they were frightened. Now, that's better, isn't it?
Oh, you know it. Give me some more. All alone I was. Just an old woman calling for help. I had no answer. What a relief when I saw your face.
I bet you wasn't half glad, eh?
You're the only one that understands me. Daddy, that's what you are.
That's right.
I'm glad those other people have gone. Awful screeching common women. Answer back. That day, as you said to me about reminding you of your mother, I'll never forget that. Not as long as I live. I want a chocolate now.
Right, you are. A nice one with a soft scent, the kind you like. Why, here's one straight away. Now, shut your eyes, open your mouth, and I'll drop the chocolate in from behind.
Oh, Danny. You're the only one. I like you stroking my neck like that. What strong hands they are. You're a pet. My little chubby face. Huh? My baby face. My Danny. I want to be read to before I go to bed.
Okay. What do you have? The old East Lynne?
No, I don't feel like anything sentimental tonight.
What do you have, then?
I think I'd like the Bible.
Okay. Here we are.
It's Sunday. Isn't that nice? All the aches and pains quiet for once. Pretty peaceful.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
You read so nicely, Danny.
Very kind of you, my lady. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What? Can you hear something?
Yes. A sort of thumping noise. What, Danny? It's you. It's your heart beating.
Are you all right, dear?
Oh, fine. I've been running along the path, see? I've been out of training, I suppose. When I was at sea, I never missed a day running round the decks, of course.
Of course.
I remember those mornings on some sea. Very misty. Pale it is. With the sun like breathing silver where he's coming up across the water. But not blowing on the sea at all. And the seagulls, standing on the deck rail, looking at themselves in the water on the deck. And only me about, and nothing else.
Yes.
And the sun. Just me and the sun.
There's no sun now, dear. It's night.
Yes. It's night now. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
I think I'll go to bye-byes. We'll have the rest tomorrow, shall we?
Oh, wait a minute. I only got two more verses.
Well, hurry it up, dear. I don't want to wake up in the morning with a nasty cold.
Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's the end.
Is it? Oh, well, it's been a long day. Glad to go to bed.
Wouldn't you like a cushion back of your head?
No, dear. Just wheel me to my room.
I think you'll be more comfortable with this cushion.
What a funny look on your face, dear. Smiling like that. You look so kind. So kind. What are you going to do with that cushion? Daddy?
I've never seen a dead body before, Dan. I climbed through the sunroom window and nearly fell over it. Like a sack of potatoes or something. I thought it was at first. And that's murder. So ordinary. I came back expecting I don't know. And here I find you smoking a cigarette. You might have been tidying the room for the night. It's so ordinary. Why don't you say something?
I thought you were going to stay the night at that fella's, Miss Gray.
I was.
What do you come back for?
To find you out. You kept me guessing for a fortnight, guessing hard, and I very nearly knew all the time, but not quite. And now I do know.
Why was you so keen on finding me out?
In the same way any sane, decent-minded human would want to have you arrested for the monster that you are.
What did you come back for?
I told you! I got as far as the edge of the wood. I could see the light in the village, and I came back.
She didn't keep any money anywhere else beside that cupboard, did she?
You got hold of the keys, then. I've read a lot about evil.
Yes, I found a cash box.
But I never expected to come across evil in real life.
You did not read so much. I never got through a book yet, but I'll read you, all right. You haven't had a drop of drink, and yet you feel as if you had. You never knew there was such a secret part inside of you.
I hate you.
And same as anybody out for the first time without their overcoat, you feel light as air. Same as I feel sometimes, only I never had no overcoat. Why, this is my big chance. You're the one I can tell about myself. Money I'm going to have, and people doing what they're told, and me telling them to do it. And Mrs. Chalfont thought she was up against a soft fella in a uniform, did she? She never knew it was me she was dealing with. Me? And Mrs. Bramson treated me like a son, because I made her think she was a chronic invalid. Ha! She'd been more used to me tonight with her money in my wallet than she has to any other body all her life.
If those two hadn't been stupid, they might be breathing. Now, you're not stupid. That's why I'm talking to you. You said just now murder's ordinary. Well, it isn't ordinary at all, see? And I'm not an ordinary chap. There's one big difference between me and other fellas that try this game. I'll never be found out. Can you think of anybody who can go tomorrow and tell the police the fire at Forest Corner wasn't an accident at all? That the wheelchair was soaked in paraffin?
I can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Why can't I?
Well, I'm up against a very serious problem, I am. But the answer to it is as simple as pie to a fella like me. Simple as pie. Mrs. Bramson isn't going to be the only one found tomorrow in the fire at Forest Corner. Aren't you frightened? You ought to be. Well, don't you think I'll do it?
I know you will. I just can't realize it.
You know what I told you all about myself just now? I'd made up my mind then about you. That's what I am, see? I make up my mind to do a thing and I do it. You remember that first day when I come in here, I said to myself then, now there's a girl that's got her wits about her. She knows a thing or two, different from the others. I was right, wasn't I? You... What's that light in you?
What light?
There's somebody in this room holding a flashlight.
It can't be in this room. It must be a light in the wood.
Can't be. There it is again.
Somebody's watching the bungalow.
Nobody's watching. I'm the one that watches. I've got no call to watch me. I'm the one that watches. Behind the trees, hundreds, back of each tree, thousands of eyes, the old damn world's on my tracks. What's that? Like a big wall falling over into the sea.
They mustn't come in.
Yes, but... You're looking at me as if you've never seen me before.
I never have, Dan. Nobody has. You've stopped acting at last. You're real. Frightened. Like a child. You mustn't come in.
But everything's slipping away from underneath our feet. Can you feel it? Starting slow and then hundreds of miles an hour. I'm going backwards and there's a wind in my ears. Terrible blowing wind. Everything's going past me like telegraph poles. All the things I've never seen. Faster and faster. Backwards. Back to the day I was born. I can see it coming. The day I was born! I'm gonna die. It's getting cold.
Hold on to me. It's all right. You won't die. I'll tell them I made you do it. Oh, I'll have to open the door. I'll tell lies.
Good evening. Sorry to pop back like this, Miss Grain. Everything all right?
Yes. Quite all right, Inspector. Why?
I tell you, we did hear a scream, plain as plain. And we've gone near a quarter of a mile.
Plain as plain.
Find out who's right. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Inspector.
Second time today, eh?
That's right.
How's the old lady?
Not so bad, thanks, Inspector. Gone to bed, says she didn't want to be disturbed.
Smell of paraffin here.
Well, you know what she's like, Inspector. A bit nervy these days. I no sooner got round the corner, she screamed for me. Danny, 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 she was screaming. Danny, she calls me. A pet name for Dan, that is.
I'll have a look round, Miss Grain.
I told her so then. I said it's dangerous. That's what it is, having so much paraffin in the house. That paraffin. She shouldn't have had so much paraffin in the house.
Can you tell me what's been going on here, Miss Grain?
Nothing at
all. It's all right, Inspector. I'm the fella. Anything I'm concerned in, I'd run all by myself. If there's going to be any putting me on a public platform to answer any questions, I'm going to do it by myself. Or not at all. I'll manage myself, all right.
I get you. Like a bit of limelight, eh?
Well,
let's have a look at your hands, old boy, will you?
Ah, no! No, not, not handcuffs! Take them off me! No! Not!
Ah!
myself.
That's better. Better come along quietly. Listen, ladies, I've a couple of men outside. I'll send them in. See that nothing's disturbed. Coming out, chap?
What's he doing?
He's looking at himself in the glass.
This is the real thing, old boy. Acting. That's what she said, wasn't it? She was right, you know. I've been playing up to you, haven't I? I showed you a trick or two, didn't I? But this is the real thing. You're not going to believe what she says, Inspector, about helping me.
No, plenty of women get a bit hysterical about a lad in your position. You'll find them queuing up all right when the time comes. Proposals of marriage by the score.
Will they?
Come along.
Oh, yes. I forgot about you, Dora. Poor little fellow. Poor little chap. You know, I'd like something now I never wanted before. A long walk, all by myself. Just when I can't have it. That's contrary, isn't it?
Coming.
Just coming. A goodbye kiss for Miss Grain first. There. Well, they'll get their money's worth at the trial. You wait. Bye all. I'm a pretty little fellow. Everybody knows. Don't know what to call me.
In Night Must Fall by Emlyn Williams, Howell Bennett played Danny, Brenda Bruce, Mrs. Bramson, Caroline Mortimer, Olivia, Anne Jameson, Mrs. Terence, and John Church, Hubert Laurie. Inspector Belsize was played by Ronald Herdman, and Dora by Melinda Walker. The play was directed by John Tidyman. Emlyn Williams died on the 25th of September this year, at 81. In his memory, we'll also be broadcasting The Wind of Heaven on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock.